Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. It's Here and Now.
And we begin in Cleveland, where this afternoon officials are expected to release a surveillance video of the Saturday night fatal shooting of a 12-year-old African-American boy after a 911 call said he might have a real gun. It turned out to be a BB gun, but reportedly the white police officer who shot Tamir Rice did not know that. Several hundred protesters held a sit-in at Public Square in Cleveland yesterday, slowing traffic. And last night, some of the protesters joined a community meeting about the shooting held by city officials. Mark Uricchi of Here and Now contributing station WCPN was there and has this report.
About 350 people crowded into the Cadell Recreation Center on the west side. It was outside that center that the 12-year-old African-American boy with the BB gun was shot by a white police officer. Mayor Frank Jackson, Police Chief Calvin Williams, and other law enforcement officials spent nearly 4 hours answering questions and listening to angry speeches by citizens. Some questions came from children.
Hello, my name is Jaja Cottingham, and I am in seventh grade, and I go to Newton D. Baker School of Arts. And I would like to ask a question of how will you think this situation that happened this weekend would change the perspective of children that come here about the police?
A slightly shaken director of Parks and Recreation for the city, Michael Cox, stepped up and answered the boy.
We want you here. We want to protect you. This is a safe haven.
Adults like Callista Cotting also wondered about the safety of her children. She's a mother of six and moved to Cleveland after graduating from college.
Now I'm scared. And within the last couple of weeks, with all the killings and everything, as a single mom, and what my boys have witnessed at the hands of the police, I want to leave Cleveland. I'm scared for my boys.
Mayor Frank Jackson could tell her only to do what she had to do as a mother.
I have grandkids, great-grandkids, live with me, 2.5, 9, 12, 17 boys. So I have some of the same concerns that you have.
Over and over, people asked about police procedure. The officials did not explain details of the Tamir shooting, but Chief Williams said sometimes officers have only a split second to make a decision on using deadly force.
And our officers are trained to give commands. Show me your hands. Put your hands up. Show me your hands. Mm-hmm. That in itself is going to tell my officer whether or not during that split second he has to use his firearm or other means of self-defense, or that person is going to comply.
Others asked, how is it that the Aurora, Colorado shooter, James Holmes, could kill 12 people in a movie theater and still be apprehended alive, but 12-year-old Tamir was shot to death? A high school teacher wondered whether recent gang arrests in that same neighborhood may have affected the way police see black youth. Another asked whether police get special treatment. Mayor Jackson said that may be true and recalled his attempt to fire some cops last year only to have an arbitrator overrule the city, requiring them to reinstate officers with back pay.
And I agree with you. There are some disparity in the way in which the system approaches different people depending on who they are. That does not mean that politically I should throw a policeman under the bus just because it would cover my political behind.
And it was a child, Erica Leggett, that asked Community Relations Director Blaine Griffin what many in the crowd wanted to know.
Hi, my name is Erica, and I go to John F. Kennedy Elementary School. And my question is it okay to use...
Take your time.
Is it protocol to use lethal force on children?
The answer is no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Police have said the officers approaching Tamir Rice Saturday may not have known they were dealing with a child, nor that his gun was just a toy. Whether the rookie officer who shot the boy is prosecuted will be up to a county grand jury to decide. For Here and Now, I'm Mark Uricchi in Cleveland.